And it's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And all of a sudden, in the very first section, he has this loud descending arpeggio followed by a trill. It makes a big statement, and then it goes back to just the way I spoke. I was just kind of yelling at you, and then it goes back to being just very nice and kind of even ornamental about his theme. That is followed by a second theme that is altogether beautiful by itself, but he has it underlying. He has 16th notes that just kind of move rapidly and kind of creep along underneath it, which adds, it's a beautiful effect. And then he goes into what I think is the only agitato section in any of the nocturnes, because a nocturne, you don't expect a nocturne to sound agitated. And when I say agitato, it doesn't exactly mean agitated to the point of somebody being angry or anything like that. It just simply means restless and nervous and busy, and it sounds as though it's trying to find its way. And then it kind of almost abruptly, that's very bad English, but anyway, it sort of just gets into another mode with a big arpeggio that goes very slow and gets very soft, and then we have the same theme briefly. And after that, he moves into the second theme that has the beautiful melody in the treble and the little 16th notes underlying it in the bass. And it's just an unusual structure as far as the way it's put together, and unusual choice of treatments for his composition. And you often wonder, what was he thinking at that time? But we'll just think what it means to us, because music means something different to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.